My life changed forever when I said these words to God. When I said, God, I will do whatever it is that you tell me to do. Please just do not take my mother from this earth. Rain, rain on me, Lord, rain. Rain, rain. What's up, DGF gang? It is your girl Dom, and I'm back with another episode. Thank you for coming and joining in. If this is your first time here, go ahead and ensure that you subscribe. If you're on YouTube, like this video. Y'all, today the Lord has led me to talk about a testimony, and the testimony is ideally how I really came over to Christ and the events leading up to that. And we're really going to be talking about, one, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, and two, what happened when I said yes to God, I got close to Him, and how my life changed just exponentially. And I just feel like there's a lot of things that have not been talked about pertaining to what happens when you say yes to God, especially when things happen fast. And I believe that God has led me to speak on this because there are some individuals that are going through some of the things that I went through, and there needs to be understanding and clarity, and there just needs to be strengthening within the body and the individuals where they're going through the same thing, to understand that you're not alone and it is for a purpose, and you were made on purpose for a purpose. Because what the enemy likes and tries to do is, when you say yes to God, the enemy tries to send adversity. The enemy tries to rid you off your path. The enemy tries to pull you back from the old person. The enemy tries to speak to you in your head to make you feel like you are not a new creation, or that you are not close to God. But God wants you to understand and wants you to know that you are in the kingdom and you are protected. And many weapons will form, but none of them will prosper. And everything is a part of the journey. So we're going to get right into this, because the Lord indeed has a word for you today to strengthen you and to give you perseverance as you're going through this journey called life. Now, I'm going to take it back, and I've been following God, and I didn't grow up in the church, but I always had a reverence for God. I always knew, I just had faith. I knew that God was real. I just didn't have fundamental discipleship and I didn't have it in my heart to willingly seek Him the way that I seeked Him within these past 2 years. So my first encounter that I had with the Lord was when I was in middle school. I was in seventh grade, and I was fervent, and I was following the Lord, and I was wanting to learn more about Him. And I had an encounter, and I said, God, if you're real, because I literally was like going to Bible study, like, mind you, I was in seventh grade. And I said, before I went to sleep, because I would always pray and all that, I said, show me that you're here. Show me that what I'm doing right now is not for no reason. And I said, just show me something, God. Just show me something. I said, when I get up in the morning and I read my Bible, show me something. I just want you to show me something, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So when I got up, I started reading my Bible, and I was laying on the floor. And as I was laying on the floor reading my Bible, I felt a presence, a just beautiful exuding presence come near. And I knew, I said, this is it. This is God showing me and answering my prayer. But what happened next, it just blew my mind. So I was laying down on the floor. My hands were on the floor. And then I felt a hand go just like this, just gently over my hand. And I just felt in my spirit so reassured. I felt so loved. And I just started smiling, because I knew that that was the Spirit of Jesus. I knew that that was Jesus coming forth. And that was God answering my prayers. So ever since that time, it just, I continued to grow closer to God, but I did backslide. And I moved a lot in my childhood days. So where I really backslid a lot was in college. I'm not going to get into that now, but recently in 2022 is when I really was like, okay, like I need to get myself together because I had fell off real bad. Like in 2021 and 2022, I had fell off. I was lukewarm and I was like, okay, like I need to get it together. And I was already, you know, actively seeking God. I was going to church. I was like, you know, like, okay, like, let me just do the things that I know to do that I shouldn't be doing. And God was just continuously pulling me closer and closer and closer. And what I mean by that is the things that I was doing of the world, I would stop doing them. I would get convicted more. There was more thoughts of like certain things that I know that the Lord was telling me to do that they started to resurface. And there was a lot of things that happened in my life that I, you know, as the Lord leads me, I will discuss. But I didn't have healing, and healing needed to take place. And I just went through a lot of trauma. And there was a particular relationship that I just was praying to the Lord about, and it was with my mother. And I just would pray to God because I just wanted our relationship to be stronger. And I just felt in my spirit, I was like, I feel like something is going to happen. And I said, I don't know what is going to happen, but I feel like something's going to happen. But whatever this thing is going to bring us closer. And I kid you not, literally 2 days later, my mom calls me and my sisters and she says, I have stage 4 cancer. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I immediately go back to what I know I was hearing and seeing about the fact that something was going to happen, but I didn't think that it was going to be something that drastic, whatever. But even as I look back on that, the Lord was preparing me to receive that news. And that's how what God does. He prepares us. He doesn't want us to go into things blindly. He prepares us enough for so that we can be equipped into whatever we're going to if we seek fervently. And I was just like, okay. And me and my sisters, we were immediately like, you know, it's going to be all right. Like, you know, it was such a, you know, sad moment, of course. And we were just like, it's going to be okay. Like, you're going to get through this, whatever. But it took time for us to really process the fact that this is stage 4 cancer, right? So moving forward, you know, she went to the doctor so that they could see you. Actually, at that time, she didn't know it was stage 4 cancer. She just said she had cancer. So that she had to go to the doctor. They had to do PET scans and just see, you know, what stage it was. And once we received the PET scan, then that's when they let us know it's stage 4. It was in her. It was everywhere. It was like in her liver. It was in her lip nose. Like it was everywhere up in this section except her heart. And she had breast cancer. So when we found that out, it was just like, what? But one thing that I have to notate is as soon as she told me that she had stage 4 cancer, I went home and I heard God so clearly say, I'm going to heal your mother. This is all that she will not die. I'm going to heal her. This is for a bigger purpose. God was speaking to me so strongly that I could not believe. Like, there was no way that I could believe anything else. Like, I never heard God's voice that strong. Like, and God was saying it over and over and over. I'm going to heal your mother. She is not going to die. And I would just be crying. And people would be calling me like, are you okay? How do you feel? And I'll be like, I'm good. Like, God is telling me that she's not going to die. God is telling me that he's going to heal her. And they would be like, but it's like, it was something that just would not allow me. God, the power of God and his voice was so strong that that's the only thing that I could listen to. Like, it was impossible for me to listen to anything else. And even in the midst of that, there were times where it was hard and I was like, God. And I would be like, are you sure? Because the situation would not look promising. Because when she went forth to her doctor, the doctor told her that she would only have 4 years to live. It was like 4 or 5 years. And I'm like, God, like, you're saying that you're going to heal her, but they're telling her that she only has a 5-year life expectancy. And there was so many things and so many pivotal points within this testimony. But I know that my grandparents were such a big help in this time because they were, you know, further in their faith at the time. My grandma had already been through situations, so she was in the word and she was not letting up. We all stood together and we was like, well, if God is saying that she's going to heal her, that's what we're going to believe. So even with the news of her having a 4-year life expectancy, my grandma was like, whose word are y'all going to believe? Are y'all going to believe the word of God? Are y'all going to believe what this doctor is saying? So bring this back around, I just remember that it was just a series of events that happened. But my grandma had called me. She was like, come over your mom's house, you know, I just think we need to be over here with her, da, da, da. And I just was like, oh my gosh, like when my grandma did that, I was like, ooh, I was like oh my gosh. Because even though I was following God at the time, there were still more things that God needed me, that he was asking me of me to do, and I was not doing. So on my way over there, I literally stopped. Like, I stopped and I just started bawling, crying, like bawling. And I was like, God, I said, God, because God had been calling me for a long time, and I just kind of was not listening, to be honest. I said, God, I will do whatever you ask me to do. Whatever you ask me to do, God, I will do it. I said, but just please do not take my mother. Just please keep her here on this earth. Ooh, Jesus, y'all. I went to my mother's house, and ever since that day, my life has not been the same. Ever since that time, God would give me and he would tell me to do something, and through obedience, I would have to do it. So we have to understand, to get close to God, it takes faith. It takes obedience and it takes love. And the first thing is to have faith as small as a mustard seed. That is the first thing. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in his word. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to allow Jesus to become our Lord and Savior. We have to believe that we have to follow God, and following Jesus is the way to God. Then through obedience, through what God and through what the Lord is telling us to do, it brings forth the blessing. In Deuteronomy 28, it talks about obedience bringing the blessing. If we want to grow closer to God, if we want to know who God is, if we want to fulfill the life that God has for us, we have to be obedient. And that is the first thing God spoke to me. He had me to realize, okay, you said that you'll do whatever I need you to do, so that's what I need you to do. And it is called obedience. And he brought me to the scriptures about obedience, and I said, okay, God, I said that I'll do whatever you want me to do, so that's what I'm gonna do. And at the time, he had me to do the hardest thing for me. Like, God had been telling me to do this for so long, and he brought it back around. He said, okay, if you're for real, then I need you to stop fornicating. And at the time, I was with someone. I was with my ex or whatever. And so the first thing he said is stop fornicating, because I knew that that wasn't right. Like, I literally came from wanting to be a virgin, like wanting to not have sex until I was married. So I knew that, I always had a feeling that that was wrong. So that was the first thing that God brought around to me. He was like, you know, because he had already put that in my spirit. He had been putting that in my spirit for like 2 years, and I just was not listening. So he said, okay, you know, stop fornicating. And I said, okay. So I went forth to the person that I was with at the time, and I'm like, look, like, I'm following God, and I know this is what God is telling me to do, so I have to stop. I said, I really don't know what's going to happen. I said, but I'm going to just let you know that I'm choosing God, and that's what I have to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I said, I mean, I don't really know what the next steps are, but I know that that step is what God told me to do. And so it was just like that. And, you know, had a conversation, whatever. But after I did that, before I did it, one, I asked God, I said, okay, this is what you need me to do. Lord, I need strength. Give me strength. Help me to do this. Give me the word so that I can do this, because I need strength. Okay. And God gave me that. He gave me the strength to be able to speak that. And then after that, when I tell you, y'all, I was just sitting in my home, in my apartment, and I just felt the presence of God so heavy. I felt so pure. I felt so peaceful. I felt so light. And I just started crying, because I knew that that was God reassuring me that I did the right thing and that everything was going to be okay. Because even the response that I got from the individual, or from that, from him or whatever, it was totally different than what I expected. Like, it was like, it was totally different. But anyways, that's just a situation to explain how, if we want to get close to God, we have to be obedient. Okay. And God gave me an equation to help with this. And the equation, we, a lot of us already know it, is A squared plus B squared equals C squared. And when you look at this equation, if you understand, or if you went through and learned about this equation, you can put any variable in any point of the equation and receive an answer. You can attack the problem at any point. Each point that you attack the problem has to be a different method or process, but you will always receive a solution. So God said, the variables that you will always place within this equation, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, is love, faith, and obedience. He said, have faith, be obedient, and through my love, I will push you to the solution to your problem. My love and my reassurance will bring forth the blessing. It will bring forth the solution that you are looking for. But you need these three variables, and you need the equation, because even with these three variables, there's always going to be a problem. You're always going to have to solve it. The direction or the process that you have to go through to solve this equation may be different, but I promise you that you're always going to receive a solution. That's what God spoke to me. And y'all, when I tell you, my life has just continuously just went up and up and up and up. There are so many things that God has healed me from, that God has delivered me from. There are things that I didn't even know that I was struggling with. And the journey has been challenging, but the challenges have made me stronger. And I'm so glad that God had me to speak about this, because before I got to this point of where I am with God, I used to feel like I had to be perfect, or I had to act or look a certain way. But God accepted me exactly for who I was at that moment. And each time God led me and had me to do something pertaining to being obedient or instructing me, it was always through love. God has so much grace and mercy upon us that he is looking at our heart. He knew my intentions. He knew that I seriously just wanted to follow him, that I wanted to get to know him. And he had grace and mercy to be loving and to be and show me and help me to get closer to him. A lot of these things that we're doing, we cannot do them, and we cannot walk away from them on our own. We need the power of Jesus to help us to stop doing the things, everything that God spoke to me to stop doing. The only way that I was able to stop doing it is because God gave me revelation. He gave me strength. And it took prayer, it took fasting for me to get to the point that of where I am today, of how I know God and how I'm continuously walking with Jesus. So the fruit of the Spirit that we're touching on today is love. And many of us believe that we know love, but if you have never experienced the love of God, then you don't know love. I didn't know what love was until I was able to experience the love of God. And when I tell you, I will have to ask God how to treat people, how to speak to people, because I would realize, God, you're so loving, you're so accepting of who you created me to be. You just want me to stop doing the things that are harming myself or pulling me away from you. And I'm like, Jesus, you're so gentle, you're so reassuring, you're so compassionate. And because Jesus was that way with me, I just had this urge to just, one, be that for other people, but also ensure and do whatever I can so that people can know God for themselves. And that's when God, he spoke to me. He told me he wanted to do a podcast. He wanted me to do a podcast because, like, honestly, a podcast was something that I never would have ever done. Like, when God said podcast, I was like, what? A podcast? Me doing a podcast? And I just was like, God, why you're asking me to do something that I literally don't know how I would do that. And that's exactly why God wanted me to do that, because he brought me to Moses, and how he spoke to Moses and told him to go forth to his people and tell them that the I am have sent you. And he called Moses, and Moses seemed and deemed himself as one that was not fitting for the call, but God knew and equipped him his whole life, and he was perfect for the call. He was the perfect one to fulfill the call. And God spoke and he said, you're the perfect one to do what I'm asking you to do. And I just had to believe it, because I literally didn't know how I was going to do it. But here we are, because everything that is to this day, God has given me. Defining God first, it came from God. That was something that I couldn't even make up myself. I said, God, what do you want it to be called? He said, defining God first. I said, okay. I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, what does that mean? He said, in order for you to know who you are, in order for you to live on this earth, you have to go forth to me. And when you come forth to me, you will understand who you are. As you understand who I am, you will understand the creation that I created you to be. And that's why he said it is called defining God first. Because the more that you seek God, the more that you stay in his presence, the more that you find out about yourself, the more God will unlock and unravel about who he created you to be, the more that you will understand why he put you on this earth, the more you will understand and begin to see the gifts that you have inside of you, the more that you will understand and see the lives that are attached to your yes and to your purpose and to your calling. So that's why God said this will be called defining God first. And through his love and through his grace and through his mercy and through me being, discipled and me going through sanctification, it has been birthed. And there's still so much more to come, of course. But I just pray that this testimony and that this message has helped someone that is on their journey and on their walk with wanting to follow God and wanting to do it right and wanting to heal and wanting to get through life and actually be happy and exhibit the fruits of the spirit and be fulfilled. This is a testimony for individuals that feel lost at home, that have thoughts of suicide, that have thoughts and feel like that there's no purpose for them on this earth, that are confused as to what their purpose is on this earth, or they will be fulfilled for a moment, but then one moment they're in the darkness and they can't find a balance and they can't find themselves in a place of serenity. This platform, this community is for those individuals that you go forth and you're amongst individuals and you're so happy and you're so free and everybody is looking to you for strength, but when you get home you have nothing to fill you up and you're crying and you're on the floor wishing that you had a better life, but you're so strong. But you're really not. It's like you're so strong, but you're really not, because when you get home behind closed doors, you're hurting and you're wondering why nobody can see you. You're wondering why no one understands what you're going through. You're wondering how people can be, how you could be so happy amongst people. But when you get in a space on your own, you're just going through so much pain. This is for those people. This is for people that wants to be set free, that wants to live a life of fulfillment in front of people and behind closed doors. So I thank you for joining today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.